Ladies and gentlemen, I am the American Infidel, Scott Patterson. I am sitting here with the world famous Johnny Slaughter.
Who?
Exactly. And a fellow podcaster, KJ. How are you doing today, brother?
Doing good, man.
Well, reason we're starting this up with this IWR podcast, we're going to get real in-depth here with Johnny Slaughter about your opinion, sir, on the state of pro wrestling as it is today. Tell us a little bit about yourself to get us started.
Well, I've been wrestling since 1997. I've wrestled just about everywhere in the United States and a few places outside the United States. Spent a little time with WWE, spent some doing some dark matches stuff with WCW, TNA, etc. I think I'm excited about the state of wrestling right now. You know, the product you see on WWE isn't always what I'm a fan of, but you know, but I'm not the one who's buying most of the tickets. So, you know, Vince is going to cater to what he feels like he has to cater to, and you know, they're still the walking dog whether anybody likes it or not. So I guess they haven't gone out of business, so they're not doing it that wrong. I'll say that. I like that they're shaking things up. I like new attempts at different things. And I'm really excited about AEW. I think it's going to open a lot of doors. It's going to create a buzz, both for the independents and for just any product that's not WWE right now. So it's a great time to be a wrestler, I'll tell you that, because it's going to open doors for people to go out and get more exposure. I know when WCW and WWE were feuding, we had the Monday Night Wars. That helped a lot of guys like me a lot because there were more places to work. And then I remember when Vince bought everybody, that a lot of those doors closed and things slowed down for a while till TNA opened. So I think the temperature right now in wrestling is on the upswing. I'm excited to see what happens.
How do you feel about AEW going to TNT, returning the Rhodes family back to Turner Broadcasting?
I'm happy for them. You know, I'm the kind of guy who, when other people do well, I actually get excited for them. I don't get mad. I don't have the why not me attitude. Although why not me? I'd love for our product to be on TNT, but we'll find another. You know, we're constantly growing. Our product's always growing. VCW's majority of where I spend my time now, so I'm excited for what they're doing, and I'm happy for them. And you know, I think it'll even open doors for us because more people are getting eyes on the product, and the more people that are watching wrestling again, the more need there is for more shows, which just opens more doors for independent companies like us to go out and make a living.
Well, that does make a lot of sense, especially in areas that we market in here in Alabama. You know, the VCW's home is in Munford. We have the Academy now, right?
That's right.
Which, if you want to check out anything on that, you go to vcwaction.com. It's got details. It's got show information. It also has all our different events that you can plan. We do birthday parties, special events, stuff like that.
Man, I tell you what, when I was a kid, I would have washed every car in the neighborhood, cut every yard in the neighborhood to get a wrestling birthday party. Where we can get in the ring, hang out with your friends. I got a giant crash pad where nobody gets hurt, or at least not, you know, critically. And you know, and people have a good time, have your favorite VCW wrestler be at a birthday party. I really feel like those are going to explode this year. I think it's an untapped market that we haven't properly you know, utilized yet as a company, and I'm excited to see what those do. The Academy is going to be amazing. We have two locations, one in Munford, of course, and then one in LaGrange, Georgia. Between Joshua Hagan, Alabama Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer, been at it 20 years, myself, Damon Taz, and all the guest trainers that we have, we're still going to do seminars like we've done with Arn Anderson and Daphne and Bull Buchanan, and I mean, we just constantly, you know, Brutal Bob, I mean, these guys are amazing. We try to find some of the best trainers, and whenever we can get them to pass through town, we try to set it up to where guys can learn from them here without having to travel so much.
Yeah, and I've actually taken part in a couple of those seminars so far, especially the Arn Anderson one, who surprisingly showed up with Lash LaRue. That having that one-on-one time with just a small class that we had was great. I feel like with a bigger class, they could do a lot more.
Exactly.
And so if you guys listen, if you want an opportunity to be a professional wrestler, a referee, a commentary, which KJ here is taking part of our commentary team, if you want those opportunities, we're your home. We're your place to be.
And I'm telling you, I've looked for it. There's not a less expensive, reputable school in the country. Anyway, you know, I don't live off of this school, and neither do the other trainers. We just want to help guys break into the business before they can get to the next level. And we literally have the cheapest school and only cheapest in price. You know, if you look at the quality and the time in the ring and the years experience that you're getting, it's amazing. You know, we're less expensive than some guys who just train you in their backyard and hopefully you get a booking out of it one day.
Yeah. Speaking of backyard promotions, KJ, you run a podcast that focuses on the more smarky type business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. I got my show is called X Smarks the Spot. My handle on there is Stacks the Homie. If you can catch me on Anchor, just with my boy, just like my boy Infidel right here. Apple, Google, all the other podcasts. Somebody banging on the door. Just type in the word smark. I should be one of the top three up there.
That knocking on the door, that was Mike Jackson. He's also an Alabama Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer.
Hey.
He's here for the Victory Championship Wrestling Show tonight. We'll get back with him shortly. However, let's take this moment. Talk about gear. You're breaking into business, and Johnny, I see you've got fresh gear here recently. All my gear is made by Stacy Taco. That is at Stacy T or by Stacy T on Facebook. You guys want to check out gear. If you're already in the business and need gear worked on, she is the go-to for you. If you're breaking into the business and you want to get gear for when you finish training, keep in mind, when you finish training, you want to have that gear already ready and you can start taking bookings. Get with Stacy. She'll hook you up. Even she does cosplay commentary outfits as well. She does everything from five-piece suits all the way down to your simple bikini briefs like Jay likes to wear.
Well, and, you know, I've been having gear made for over 20 years now, and with the exception of Adam Roberts, you know, the two of them may be the absolute best at doing this. And she made my last gear one of the best moments of my career. I got to win the BCW Heavyweight Championship and dedicated the match to my daughter, and she shared the ring with me afterwards. And so one of the best moments of my career, I'm wearing gear that was made by her, and they're magnificent. I've known a lot of gears that make, or a lot of people that make gear. Some of them bomb, you know, and they just tear up when you're trying to use them. But you know, she knows what she's doing. She's amazing at it. And I would recommend her to anyone. An official Johnny Slaughter shout out.
There you go. So, Johnny, moving forward with Victory Championship Wrestling and this merger, we've been talking about this merger on the previous episodes of the podcast. If you haven't noticed, we've merged right at six companies now.
Yes.
And some have dropped off, some have stayed on. You know, right now we're VCW Georgia. Moving forward, are there any set goals in mind? Do we want to hit certain locations, or do we want to hit certain networks? Well, what do you got?
Oh, absolutely. We've been talking to so many towns that we're actually having to pick and choose where we want to go because we don't have time to go to all of them. And, you know, there was a time when we were begging for towns, so just getting started out. But now people have seen the product. They've seen the TV show on Fight TV. They've seen it on our YouTube channel. We actually start airing on FNN, the Friday Night Network, beginning this Thursday at 7 p.m. We're on Roku through both the FNN and the Fight TV. We're also on Amazon Fire through FNN. So we're exploding. And really, you know, picking towns, we're kind of having to just narrow it down to the ones we think that will draw the best because we have so many options. And our school shows are about to start back, so you know, you can bring VCW to your high school, your middle school, elementary school. If they want us, we can find a way to not only raise money for the school, but also to entertain the crap out of people.
Exactly. And you talk about having time to do stuff, and it's been hard to track you down and get an opportunity with you to do this podcast. And I'm sure with your podcast, KJ, that you have opportunities that you miss because it's hard to track people down.
Okay.
Johnny, coming up in August, you're going to be in the Carolinas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You got an invite up. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, formerly the NWA Fan Fest up in Charlotte. It's now called The Gathering. I'll be up there with some amazing legends, including Mike Jackson, who we talked about earlier. He'll be there. Arn Anderson, the Million Dollar Man. I mean, it goes on with Greg the Hammer Valentine. You really need to check it out through our website, vcwaction.com. There's a link to the event. There's more stars there than I've ever seen in one place other than WrestleMania. So excited about that. That's August, I believe, 16th and 17th. It's going to be amazing. Going to be there, you know, selling T-shirts, signing autographs, just hanging out, telling old war stories. If you ever wanted to see a lot of stars at one time, this is your opportunity to be near Charlotte.
Well, there you go. And see, that exact same weekend, Jay and I will be making the trip out to Arkansas. We got about a 6.5 hour drive ahead of us. We'll be making our official debut at Outlaw Syndicate Wrestling. That's OSW on Facebook. Those guys contacted us, and it's rare that we have an open weekend between the Fridays we're running with VCW, the Saturdays we're running VCW Georgia, and these different spots that we're loyal to. When a booker calls us and says, hey, you know, we want you to come up here for this, normally we turn in our notice in advance, say, hey, we're going to be gone that weekend. And here we are getting booked in places that we've dreamed of going to, different states, Arkansas, Tennessee. We're going to hit up Memphis on the way up. We got to lock that one down. Johnny, is there any place in specific or state, city that you have not personally worked that's on a bucket list for you?
I have not done anything in Alaska. I'd like to do that. If there's anybody up there needs a guy past his prime, I'm available. And really, I tell you, I'd like to tour again. Now that my daughter's old enough to go with me and enjoy it, I think I'd like to hit all the states again and just let her go with me and experience that, you know, with her dad. So looking forward to that.
Well, I like that idea. There are 52 states, or 51 states, and we got 52 weeks in the year. So, yeah, that's
like that.
Each week. Well, each week we can hit a different state. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. I went to Childersburg High School. Don't rag my education, guys. last I checked, there, you know, certain 50, 51, something like that.
Shout out to Childersburg.
There you go. Speaking of, while I'm ragging on it, tonight is my 10-year high school reunion, and guess where I'm going to be at?
Did you give all of them tickets to come tonight?
I did make the offer for the entire graduating class of CHS to come up. They decided to pay $50 a ticket to go eat at some fancy restaurant with people that they don't like. So I'm going to be here.
We'll tag them in the video from tonight.
Yeah. We can break kayfabe a little bit. My co-host for the night here, my guest on the podcast, will be in a six-man tag battle. That's opportunity of a lifetime, if you don't mind me saying. Be able to work one of the greats. And yes, I'm not saying that just because he's sitting right here, one of the greats. We actually had a match, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks, yeah. It's pretty good. I'm enjoying this.
I was enjoying it. Have you seen it yet?
I was up there marking out with the commentary.
Well, there you go.
And I promise, just like then, I promise to only hit you as hard as I have to.
As hard as you have to. I will remember.
But in all seriousness, I'm honored and I appreciate that.
KJ, with you taking the step into the commentary role, is there specifics that you have in mind as far as goals, like certain matches you want to call or certain people you want to share the ring with? What is your ultimate goal with the academy?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm brand spanking new to this. You know, I've just been the smart mark that's been running his mouth all his life about wrestling. You know, my shoot job, I'm a school teacher, so, you know, when I teach special ed at that, so I'm always busy. So I just started my podcast a month ago, and the format, I do like spoof songs and all that stuff, and I didn't really plan on it getting the place it did. I was kind of playing with it, but then it kind of went over on Twitter, started going crazy, so now the pressure's on. And at the same time, I was told about BCW Academy and that they're looking for a commentator. I was like, you know, I'm smart. I like to talk. Let me try out for commentary. So then when I got here, I said, I looked at the ring. I was like, man, I want to go in there too. So I went in there, bumped around. You seen me in there, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. I was impressed for a day one guy to you know what you already know and to take the bumps that you're already taking. I was impressed. I'll give you credit to that.
I'm an innovative smark. I might be like one of the only smarks to actually take a bump, so I can actually talk about it a little bit.
So now, yeah, now you can be like, hey, that you know, don't use the F word around me.
Exactly.
That actually sucks.
That actually hurts from that high.
He actually got a compliment from Joshua O'Hagan when he was taking those bumps, and he's like, you don't need to train to be a commentator. You need to train to work. I give him kudos on that. You impressed the leprechaun.
Trying to find my foot in everywhere. I just love this business so much. Like, whatever I can do, you know. I'm an older guy. I don't sound old, but I am in my 30s. So I know that I ain't got much left in this body. So I do what I can and try to make sure I ain't in no wheelchair soon.
There you go.
Even if I am, shit, cool. Sorry.
Well, you're good with that. We limit our special words there.
Yeah, like my show is free for all today.
But I got my start in this business 4 years ago, and as part of that, looking back as a kid, I didn't realize I would be in this business at this point in my life. You talk about age being a factor. I was 25 years old. I'm 29 now, so I'm touching 30. Age is not the factor. Look at we were talking about Mike Jackson. How old's Mike Jackson?
127.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Give
yeah.
or take.
Yeah. It's like Joe Louis when he fought Rocky Marciano.
Right. Joe Hogan is. I won't throw him out there, but Joe, he's old enough. He was my first instructor. He taught me how to referee, and so he's still doing this business. Mike Jackson's still in this business.
Mike Jackson's been doing it 50 years.
Yeah. There you go. Dare I say, Chick Donovan? Chick Donovan started in his 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Chick Donovan started in his 30s. So let that be an inspiration to you. If you don't know who Chick Donovan is, let's get some research going on.
Pretty guy. Beautiful man.
And those of you at home, if you don't know who Chick Donovan is, he is the golden boy of Georgia. And I'll say that with the utmost respect to Chick Donovan. Every time I'm in a locker room with him, it's just like every time I'm in a locker room with Johnny Slaughter, Damon Taz, Dan Sawyer. I know there's certain people that don't like his training style, but I will sit and pick these guys' brains for hours on end. There's some of the cameramen. I will sit down with the cameramen and they teach me a little bit about what you're doing, because I need to know, being backstage and doing what I do with the podcast and with we record for our New Religion stuff. So I'm working different apps, working different stuff. That's how I found out about Anchor. Mm-hmm. Seen Nick over in Georgia. We're trying to get him to be able to come over to Alabama and do some shows here. But seeing Nick actually turn me on to Anchor, and I've loved it ever since.
Make it so easy, right?
It does. Oh, it's so easy. Speaking of easy, Johnny mentioned earlier we're on so many different platforms. YouTube, Fight. What are some of the other apps that you can find us on?
FNN, Friday Night Network. We're on Roku. We're on Amazon Fire. And we're still growing. I'm talking to two more TV stations next week that are interested in our product. And so I imagine we'll be on, we're already on worldwide with all the other platforms, but we want to take over kind of local television as well, as far as Oxford, Anniston, Birmingham, Auburn, Tuscaloosa, et cetera.
So you mentioned earlier about formerly NWA Fan Fest, and I know you've heard the terminology of territory days. How do you feel about the Southeast, starting to go back towards that? Because you have the AIWF. Now you have the alliance that we have here with Victory Championship Wrestling. And then out west, you got Midwest Wrestling Association. So how do you feel about the territory days making a comeback?
I like it. I've always thought that the key to success was companies learning to work together so that the boys had more places to work and everybody wasn't starving for the same towns and the same nights. So I'm excited to see that stuff going on. And speaking of the NWA, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know where. But I have been talking to Classy McDavid here at BCW, and at some point, God willing, I'm still BCW heavyweight champion when it happens. I am officially challenging the NWA World Heavyweight Champion to a champion versus champion match. They haven't set the date. I know they're still negotiating, but I want the world to know that if you don't talk bucket list, Johnny Slaughter wants Nick Aldis.
Hey.
Wow, shots fired. I like that. That's very very important to remember that challenge has been laid down.
Pay to see that.
You talk about, and you just named a bucket list. And you've seen my Facebook, and KJ, you gotta add me on Facebook and start following me.
Gotcha.
My bucket list of professional wrestlers that I want to work in the next year, 5 years, 10 years, the professional wrestlers that I want to work, they go in order as follows. Matt Gilbert.
Yes. I want to work Matt Gilbert.
Well, that's it. That's it. That's my list. That's my list.
All right.
Matt Gilbert. So if we can make that happen, I have a bullet kick, and he's got the thunderclap. So let's do a battle of the strikes.
Bullets. Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody is listening that can make that happen, or if BCW Classy, if you want to listen in, if you can make that match happen, I've said it once, I'll say it again, I will pay him my booking fee out of my pocket just to get him here. I've told Jeff Tucker that over in Georgia, but Matt's a phenomenal worker.
Stays busy.
Absolutely. It's hard to catch him. That's what everybody's telling me. It's hard to catch him.
I mean, he don't stand still long enough to put shoes on.
A good point. Yeah. Do you know who Matt Gilbert is?
Yeah.
Okay. He is the barefoot badass. So we're reaching the point in our podcast where we're kind of dwindling down. Johnny, are there any sponsors or businesses you'd like to name off real quick?
First of all, I want to thank Harrison Sports Chiropractic out of Anniston. They're the official chiropractor. Dr. Brett Farr and Dr. Harrison are the official chiropractors of Victory Championship Wrestling. They do an amazing job. We have a ton of, the Mumford Rec Center has been great to us. The town of Mumford's been amazing. The Mumford Community Gym is doing great. They have memberships that start at $10 a month. You can't beat that. While we're talking sponsors, you got to mention the A-Team Lawn and Tree Service. They're actually, if you got anything going on outside, they're your guys. And they're also on our website. All of our sponsors on the website. Rayburn Automotive been great to us. They help the boys out when they need a discount on some labor on their cars. And as much travel as we do, that's a life, godsend. So we got several sponsors. Most of them you can find vcwaction.com. They're kind of there. We have links to all their stuff. And then we always have new sponsors coming in. We want to thank everybody who sponsored the Alabama Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and the Arn Anderson Seminar. That was amazing. We couldn't have done it without the sponsors. Thank you all. And we're looking forward to the future. And if you want to sponsor or if you want to advertise on any of our platforms, really all you got to do is go to the website again, www.vcwaction.com, and click on the advertise with us or the partner with us links, and it'll give you all the information there.
Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
We're on all that. The easiest way to find us really is go to the website, and then you can click on any of those links there. The Facebook is there. You can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can get on our Instagram, everything. That's kind of the central hub that'll get you to everything. But we're just about everywhere.
KJ, where can we find you, social media?
You can find me mostly on Twitter. That's at, don't laugh, Johnny, SmartHenry85, World Strongest Smart. So that's where I do most of my stuff, and that's where I promote the show mostly. Everything else is kind of my personal deal. But Twitter, SmartKenry85, and of course you can catch my show on Anchor, on Apple, all the other platforms. Cool if I plug my sponsors too.
Go ahead, absolutely.
Shout out to my sponsors, CelebrityGiving.blog, and of course Anchor. They sponsor me. I can talk to you. I get that set up for you too, so they can start paying you too. And the other wrestling podcast I link up with, do some work with, Ring Rust Radio, Smart to Death, Matt Pro, Scumbags of Wrestling that you can hear on Anchor, and Wrestling with Egos. Like, we all link up by saying Ring Rust some songs. They'll promote you. The wrestling podcast world is not as cutthroat as I thought it would be. If they hear something, especially if it go viral, they'll work with you.
Very inclusive, huh?
Yeah, well, okay. they try to be, but they make it seem like it is. But most of the guys are nice.
Well, the only people that I want to specifically thank as far as sponsorships and everything's concerned is Snap Fitness and Silicaga. They've been my home for the last 5 to 6 months. Okay. Johnny has seen my transition from me being this 225-pound fat ass, and yes, I say that, and I'm now 180 pounds. I'm current VCW Cruiserweight Champion. Okay. And I love the transformation that I have made. Thank you to Jessie Ellison, who is one of the boot camp instructors there. She's amazing, does amazing work. And Pamela Hollis, who set me up with the membership. And I think Johnny had one more he wants to throw out there.
I did. Again, I just want to remind people about Stacy T. Deion Sanders said once, they asked him, Deion used to buy custom suits, and then he would only wear them one time and he'd give them away to charity, and that always amazed me. And then I was like, man, what a waste of money at first. But then I said, well, it's for charity. Maybe it's not a big deal. And then I heard him talk about it. Somebody asked him about it one time. Why don't you ever wear a suit more than once? And he said, well, I like to dress good. He said, when you dress good, you feel good. When you feel good, you play good. And when you play good, they pay you good. So if you want to feel good and you want to play good, then you need to go see Stacy T and get your gear made. And then you need to check out one of the VCW academies so you can pull off all the moves. And then you're going to make some money one of these days.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate both of our guests for being here at this time. And this has been another opportunity for the IWR podcast to interview and get to know pro wrestlers, personalities all alike. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day. The dust has settled, here come the cavalry.